The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindebach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, downtown Redding.
Sponsoring our studio.
What?
They're sponsoring the studio.
They're sponsoring the studio. That's
yeah,
right.
That's their advertising.
Today, the 27th of January, my sister's birthday.
Yes.
And 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by the people over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's there. Running the boards. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Do we have a special day out there?
If to be honest, it's also my brother's birthday today.
It's my sister's birthday.
Yeah. Hey. So it feels like kind of siblings.
Is your brother here in the States?
No. Unfortunately, no. He's in Poland.
Okay. He's in Poland. Okay. You going to call him today?
Of course I will. Definitely after the show.
We called yesterday and wished her happy birthday, and she says you're a day early. I said, well, it's better being a day early than a day late. So,
right.
Anyway, so we'll call her back today, too.
But we always confuse because we have a different time zone. Mm. You know, so sometimes I forgot, like, what day is now.
I know. I guess Tennessee could be like that, too. It's a different time zone, so.
It's a different world. Yes. It's a good world, but it's different. Okay. Special day besides our birthday?
I'm not sure if you like, but today is National Bubble Wrap Day.
Bubble wrap.
Didn't we just have that? Things bubble wrap.
No, there's bobblehead.
I thought there was just bubble wrap. I thought I heard that. Okay.
Okay. Those are fun. Those
and
are,
Vietnam
you chase your dog
Peace Day.
In what?
Vietnam Peace Day.
Okay.
Vietnam Peace Day. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to segue into good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Monday. Yeah, it's the last Monday of the month. We have another whole other, you know, this is the 5 weeks in a month. So, just a lot of stuff going on this week. We're going to talk a little bit about Friday, our event that we went to the other night. But 45 degrees currently, if you look outside, it's beautiful, it's brisk. It feels, rather chilly this morning, but our temperatures are going to get up to about 63 tonight with our overnight lows of 40. And throughout the week, as we look at the forecast until Thursday night, it looks like we just got beautiful skies, 63, and Wednesday looks like it's 60, but Wednesday night's going to get down to 37. Now, Thursday, it looks like we start having a chance of showers, as well as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But as we all know, that the weather pattern shifts, and so we'll just keep abreast as to what it is. But it is currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather is brought to you by Anderson, our veteran-owned business out in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where they strive to give seniors and veterans great discounts, family-owned business, 365-3793, bringing us our weather. 7:08 in the morning. Now, we attended the United Way.
Can we start? I don't want to, which I just did.
Oh, I just went right into a constant thought.
Can we wish my sister
yes.
a happy birthday? Because what I'm going to do is pull this and send it to her. And so Christine is going to download this part. So my sister, who is younger than me, not a lot younger.
You're 2 years apart.
Yeah, we're little, 2 years apart.
Two plus.
She is, while I have moved all over the world, she and her husband, Steve, my brother, I call him my brother, he's my brother-in-law, went into the Navy as a doctor. And spent 3 or 4 years in the Navy, and then they went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where they have lived now. Gosh, it's got to be 40-plus years there. And he's an ophthalmologist, and she's a lawyer. And she had her own office with her partner who had passed years ago. But so it's her birthday today, and I just wanted to tell her how much I love her. And
yeah.
She and I are not always in agreement, politically, other things we pretty much are. But she's got
the love of your parents is your commonality and your and being siblings.
When my dad passed away a year or so later, then my mom went to live with Sandy and brought her dog and her dog and Steve were not the best of friends. But Steve is the closest person I know to being perfect. And that dog would try to bite him every time he walked out of the house. I mean, he would sneak over and he'd go for his leg.
Well, do you think it became
Boston
a game?
Bull Terrier.
It was a game.
Well, it might have been to the dog. But yeah. You know, anyway, happy birthday, sis. And I love you. So.
Yeah.
Now, we went to an event Saturday night.
Was that Friday?
No, it was Friday night.
Yeah, it's, you know, the time is...
It was on Friday night.
And it was, you know, there's all kinds of events. We think January is supposed to be the calm month, but I think it's just as chock full of... it's almost
craziness.
Christmas. Yeah.
Craziness.
It's just getting... coming into the new year. We got rodeo. You've got Simpson. We have all these things that we're doing. So, but anyway, so we were invited by a very, very good friend of ours that we've had on our station several times. That was such a wonderful thing. And plus...
to go to...
Yeah, to the United Way. It was called Equity...
Taste of Equity.
Taste of Equity, right. And it was held at the Wind River, and they were acknowledged leaders in our community. And then, of course, at the very end, was Tracy Edwards. Yeah, so.
The grand. She was the granddaughter.
I
but
don't have
several
it in front of
others.
Me.
There were several others.
Right.
There, too, including
Chico,
Orville. Chico, and I guess he's out of Orville, that started a program that houses homeless. And building these small homes, and has been very successful in it. And because he's a professor at Chico, he has turned other students onto this, where they then, after they graduate, will go into their communities and also do this. So his name's O'Banion. I'm gonna try and get him on the show. He is a very, very interesting guy. He came out of Mississippi. Worked his way into, you know, his education and then in position of teaching at a university and then with this type of program. It was very interesting, man. The guest speaker, I thought, I wasn't sure what her speech was going to be like. And I didn't know if it was going to be pushed DEI and what it was going to be, but it wasn't. It was a wonderful speech where she talked about what she told her students in college at the university, because she's at Chico State also, is about having the courage to speak your thoughts. To tell your truth. And even if other people don't want to hear it, to have the courage to do that and to be a courageous person, which really appealed to me in the way she was talking about it, was about, you know, working and getting, you know, bringing people together and being able to move everyone forward. And it was just, I thought it was a wonderful speech. She's from South Africa, truly an African-American lady.
Dr. Nandi Sojourner Crosby.
Yeah.
She's a two-time award-winning author, philanthropist, and social activist.
Yeah.
We did not feel like, you know, there are certain words right now, and this is why they were saying, did you ever think that inclusion and equity would have trigger words as if they do right now? And so what was great, and this is what's so important, is that I think it's important to attend events and sit with people where perhaps those are trigger words and they're on the other side of why they're trigger words. and that we listen to, because you know, it's, you know, I was explaining to one of the gentlemen there that there's a pendulum, and the pendulum has swung now over to the other side, but it will come back to like a place of a little bit not as extreme as it's feeling for some, Carl.
Yeah, I think so. And people were having things, I think a lot of people felt like they were having things shoved down their throats, you know, but who could not be, really, when you think about it, is diversity which makes us strong in this nation, and in equality where everybody's treated the same in under the law, in schools and business. And, we haven't reached that yet in schools. You know, we still have horrible schools in the inner cities. And, you know, yet we
not all.
We
spend, I mean, not all. All
not
yes.
all. But we have some that are.
I think that's that where people get.
People are graduating without being able to read. I mean, there's something wrong about this. And I'm not a bleeding heart liberal, as most people know. But to me, the only way a kid's going to make it is if they have an education. And they've got to be able to read and write and think and, you know, and not just be passed along. And we can't do that.
And that's why it's important. And we see that a lot where we've seen documentaries where somebody will come in and they'll bring chess. The kids will come about coming into education a different way. Of course, we know there's a lot of sports, but I mean, like our next guest that's coming up, dancing. What it is to come in again through a way that you become engaged. And that's what you're trying to do with any kind of kid. I don't care if they're inner city or not, is to get them engaged some way where they want to be a part of something. And that box, that page is turned, that part of their brain opens up where now they want to know more. And that's the secret.
I
think that's happening in some places in inner city. It's a calling for certain people to go in there. So I'm just saying that when you say all the schools, I mean, it's like this is a problem.
I didn't say all the schools. I said the schools. I didn't say all the schools. But there are many schools that are in terrible repair, that it's just tough getting an education.
Exactly.
But I agree with you on that. So anyway, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. On the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company.
Good morning.
Good Monday morning and super happy birthday to your sister Carl and happy birthday to your brother Christina. And today it's also my sister-in-law's birthday.
Whoa, so this is a big birthday thing.
We should start a club. Yeah. Well, I also wanted to mention that today is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yes.
And it's also Vietnam Peace Day, which we mentioned earlier. And that's a very important day if you know anyone that served in Vietnam. And we had a couple relatives that were boots on the ground in Nam. So it's a very important day. I also wanted to mention that January has been National Blood Donor Month, and to find a blood donation near you or for more information on hosting an event, check out vitalent.org. This weekend we start a new month on Sunday, February 2nd. It's going to be National Groundhog Day, so just a couple of dates to remember going forward. Now, this past weekend was Change a Pet's Life Day on January 24th. And if you missed it, you still have an opportunity to make a difference and save a life. There has been an urgent cry for help from the Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter for a dog that is scheduled to be put down today if they cannot find a rescue to pull her in time. Alba only has till today due to lack of space at the Shasta Lake Animal Shelter. If you are able to help, please call them at 530-275-7480. For more information on Alba and to see her adorable picture, check out the Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter, Shasta Lake, CA, on Facebook. And thanks, Michelle, for reaching out to me about this. The Shasta Division Sea Cadets are now recruiting. According to their website, there are two programs, the Naval Sea Cadet Corps program for youth 13 through the completion of high school, and the Navy Lee Cadet Corps for those 10 to 13 years old. More information on this can be found online at ShastaDivision.org, and also check them out on Facebook at Shasta Division United States Naval Sea Cadet Corps. On Tuesday, January 28th, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, or other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. The library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. If you stop by, tell Judy I said hi. She's been manning the booth for several years. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is now open and running Wednesdays through Sundays till April 20th. This event is free for Turtle Bay members and is included in paid park admission. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Starting this Saturday, February 1st, there will be an AARP tax aid available at the Reading Library on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Computer Center of the library. This is a free service that is being offered for seniors, our disabled, and low- and middle-income folks to help prepare their California state and federal income tax returns. Again, this is a free service being offered. They do ask that you kindly call ahead to make an appointment at 530-500-2206. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue, and again, this service starts this Saturday, February 1st. Saturday, February 1st, you are invited to historic Chinatown Alley's annual New Year celebration in Red Bluff. This event kicks off at 11 a.m. in historic Chinatown Alley and is free to attend. Some event highlights include the Lion Dance performance, cultural performances, food, and much more. Learn about the history of Red Bluff Chinatown and the people behind the stories. This event is being sponsored by the Helen and Joe Chu Foundation. More information can be found online at redbluffchu.org. One Safe Place will hold their annual crab feed on Saturday, February 1st, starting at 4 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. There will be a live auction, music, food, and more. Ticket information can be found at ospshasta.org. Here is a save the date. There will be a community candlelight vigil for National Missing Persons Day next Monday, February 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Again, this event will take place next Monday starting at 5 p.m., National Missing Persons Day Community Candlelight Vigil. And as we wrap up this segment, I wanted to mention again about the urgent request from the Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter about Alba, a dog whose time is running out, and today is her last day if a rescue cannot be found. You can view a picture of Alba by going to the Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter, Shasta Lake CA, on Facebook, and you can also contact the animal shelter at 530-275-7480. Hopefully someone will be able to save her in time. And that is a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, thank you, Anne Marie. My goodness, a lot of stuff happening, and it just keeps going on and on and on. So thank
Absolutely.
You. All right, have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot.
And
enjoy the week.
Yep, what? No, go on.
Enjoy the week.
Enjoy
the
week.
Oh, well, okay.
It's beautiful weather ahead of us, except for maybe a little bit of rain on Thursday, but we welcome it. All right, get ready to celebrate love and style.
And the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, nationwide agency, and auto, home, business, and life insurance. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading, and their phone number is 530-224-2000. 1-800-273-2345. And now when we come back from this break, we're going to be playing the love song for that Valentine's Day extravaganza.
There's all kinds of Valentine's Day things happening, and we have a guest on that's going to be talking about some of Bobby Milhouse, our favorite dancer in town, talking about some upcoming events. But we do have a package here on KCNR that's going to be drawn on February 3rd. So just remember that Valentine's Day is around the corner, and we're here to help you celebrate with, if you call in and you hear the clip of the song, that gives you a $100 gift certificate to Roca Asian Bar and Grill, to Roca, excuse me. Pat Karch will be playing. There's a reserved table for you on that night. A dozen long-stem red roses valued at $146 from Redding Florist. Two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet, and two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay that's happening on February 7th.
When you hear the song, just call in at 530-605-4567 and just name that tune, give us your phone number, and you are entered into the event. So we're going to take a break now.
Could be drawn.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 241- 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here's the song. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. And if you're close, Christina will help you.
I wonder who this is, because it's been done by so many people, but wouldn't you say that was Frankie Valli did
it? Sounds
that?
Like Frankie Valli.
Anyway,
this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's a... won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. Full service bank. Good people to work with. We do business with Cornerstone. Real happy with them. Both personal and business accounts. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
All right. We are here with Bobby Milhouse.
Hello.
Good morning. Love your energy and
who
you are, what you bring to the table. Well, we're here to talk about, okay, of course, Bobby Milhouse. He is a dance studio, a choreographer, and he's just basically Bobby Milhouse Dance.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Milhouse Dance, and we are located at Lit From Within. That is the place, yeah, right there on Aplasin, California.
Okay, so, which is great. It's a great location.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got a couple things happening. Private Valentine's Day dance lessons. So when you came in today, I went on your website, and I saw these beautiful snippets of weddings that you've done.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, that's my pretty much what I do the most of.
Your bread and butter.
My bread and butter is first dances for weddings. So everything from the YouTube viral sensation, First Dance, to the Dirty Dancing, Nobody Puts Baby in a Corner.
Which we see in there, yeah.
Yeah, and everything in between. But just really making, couples for their first dance, making their dance something to remember. So it's not just the sway back and forth.
So we've got 2 events we're going to be talking about
here. The old sway back and forth. Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah. So you have, February 14th. You've got 1 spot left, for this special private Valentine's Day dance lesson. Tell us what that looks like.
Yeah, so, every Valentine's Day, on Valentine's Day specifically, I do a set of private dance lessons for couples. It's a 1-hour time slot, and basically, you give me your song, I'll have, champagne and chocolate covered strawberries waiting for you, and then I choreograph a special dance for you and your partner, to your special song for that session. And so it's really a very intimate, private, specialized, catered lesson to you and your special someone.
So when they come in, you've got it already choreographed.
Yes.
They give you the song in advance. You've got it choreographed. You teach them the song. And then do you videotape it?
Yeah. So at the end of the lesson, we record it. So you have that special little memento to take home.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It's quite romantic. I haven't seen anything like it.
What a great surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. And so a lot of couples is what they do. They've bought their tickets in secret, and then they just show up with their person. I'm like, what are we doing here?
I know.
And then, you know, and then they come into the light, to the flowers, and it's a whole setup. The aesthetic, everything. It's not just a dance studio anymore. I transform the space.
Oh, you do?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, well, I can really see that you would be a kind of person that would do that.
Yeah, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
But, and you also like, you're a person that is into, and I don't know you well, but I love your personality and attention to detail.
Yes, very much so. So the whole aesthetic, everything has to be perfect, from what you smell when you walk in the room.
Oh, I love that.
To what you, that's why my wife loves me and hasn't gotten rid of me yet.
Well, you know what? Here's what's happening. Okay. I'm just going to say this before we get into the post-Valentine's dance lesson.
Okay.
I love how, what's the word? I want to kismet. We know that rodeo's coming up, and we're talking about, the stuff that happens the 13th. It opens on the 13th, right, Carl? Is it the 13th of May?
The rodeo goes from the 14th to the 17th.
Right.
But you've got the steak feed. You've got all types of stuff going on that week. Special
and we've added
day,
a whole
golf tournament.
Yes.
Everything.
And we've added a whole extra day on. So now there's 4 nights of rodeo. But one of the events that's near and dear to my heart is Chicks and Chaps. And so I've taken on more of a leadership role with that event, and we know that we have Dr. Lauren Strickland as the keynote speaker, and it's a lot of fun. It's been moved to the Elks. I don't know if I can say that, but it's moved to an outside event. And one of the things that
to
Lauren...
To a controlled atmosphere.
Yeah, to a controlled atmosphere where it's, you know...
As opposed to 112.
Yeah, yeah.
And
under a tent.
And the ladies' and, makeup. You know.
And rushing to get out because when you're at rodeo, you have to hurry to clear the space so that that night, you know, so there's only like an hour to pack everything up and go. So anyway, we wanted to just kind of like sit in the experience. And it really is when... So anyway, Dr. Lauren Strickland said, I really want to do this thing with Bobby Milhouse. So I call you up and I'm so glad you're available. And then I want everybody to know about you because what you're going to do on that particular day is we're all going to do like a line dance. We're going to learn
right.
line dance. We're going to have you teach us how to line dance. And I can't wait to see you in action.
Oh yeah.
So now, so there you are. So then post it in a one on your.
See you in action, buddy.
Yeah, and when
that's right,
I,
Carl. I got to get him on the dance floor.
Oh
so
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Happy.
We are. I'll just.
We want to take a line dance class.
No, I don't. I am not. No, I do not want a line dance, but I do want to.
Country swing.
Oh, you want a country swing?
Yeah.
Is two-step and country swing, they're not the same thing.
No, they're two different things. So two-step is done in the round. It's what you see.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there a way to, during the country swing classes to get a two-step class?
So I usually introduce two-step during country swing.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of the younger crowd, they think country swing is just the flips, dips, and tricks.
Oh.
And I got to let people know that, well, actually, country and western dance was this two-step. Actually, you hold your partner and you do these things.
Okay,
so
that one, two, three.
Yeah, so slow, quick. Slow. That's it.
Oh, I love that.
You know, that to me,
it's a little like waltzing.
That to me is the ultimate Western dance.
That's it. Country swing
is different though than East Coast swing and West Coast swing.
Exactly. Very different. Completely. Yeah. Very different. Very different as far as your timing and what you're up to. If you got a chance to see the Dancing with the Shasta Stars, I choreographed that and I taught a country swing number that was through the day one. Mr. Ben Day from Adventure Challenge, and
I have to see it on tape.
Yeah, you'll be able to catch it. Yeah, but it was pretty epic.
Fortunately, we were out of town. I've been every year for
except for this one.
Yeah, it's been 12, 13 years. But why we have this minute? Let's talk about post Valentine's couple dance. Now that's after, of course, Valentine's, and this is like $35-$40 per person. Let's hear about this event.
Yeah, so the post Valentine's Day event, I do every year, and it sells out every year. So much so that I've had to make two classes out of it.
Okay.
So it's $35 to $40. It's $40 if you want the champagne and chocolate covered strawberries. $35 if you just want the lesson, and that's a person. And so basically, what we do is it's a group lesson. We come in. I don't take more than about 25 couples at a time, and the first one is at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30, and the second lesson is from 7:45 to 9:15. Elliot from Within.
How many spots do you have open?
So the first one is filling up. I have more spots available at the last one. I don't know the exact number, but that first time slot always fills up because everybody has things going on in their
Saturday. So I think that this would be really, if somebody wants to think about giving their loved one a present on Valentine's.
Totally.
This would be great because it's after. You could put it in a card.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, now tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's us, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, because on Valentine's Day, you know, people, they have plans. And this year, Valentine's Day falls on a Friday. So after work, people are probably going to be doing some things. But the couples dance lesson is great. I do a similar thing that I do in the private lesson where I choreograph a dance, but I do it for the group to a particular song. And we learn a few different styles. I won't give it away. It's always a surprise. But it's just a way to have that epic romantic moment with your partner, also in a group setting. But it's dressed to impress, so you have to come dressed to the nines. Again, aesthetic, everything is very important to me, the details. But yeah, we have a really, really great time.
We may have a caller. Caller, Roberta, do you have or is it Robert? Anyway, we're
Roberta.
Roberta, okay. You're live on the air. Do you have a comment for our guest?
I do. I wanted to let you know that my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, was airlifted out of Saigon when it fell. She was 8 years old and had been placed in the orphanage because polio had crippled her right leg. Let me tell you, she is the happiest, most fun person to be around I ever met. So Anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that call.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you know
love
what?
You guys.
Love you, too. Yeah, so we'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take that. So let's go back to post-Valentine's, your dance. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can, everybody's on social media, so you can find me on Facebook, at Bobby Milhouse Dance. You can find me on Instagram, at Bobby Milhouse Dance. Or you can go to the website, www.bobbymilhousedance.com.
And it's a lovely. Yeah, I bet you're the best teacher.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to have something that, I knew that I would be under your leadership with, you choreographing. I bet you just are the best. You make everyone feel comfortable, like they can do it.
Yeah, that's my goal. Like, my goal is always connection. And, I tell people every time, whether it's a private lesson or a group lesson, if we're not laughing, I'm not doing my job. So, I know we're here to dance, but we also need to be laughing too.
All right, folks, for $35 to $40, whether you want that chocolate or not, you can still go get your after post-Valentine's couple dance lesson. I think this is brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And you can go at 7:45. Now, how long are those classes?
So that's about an hour and a half for the group lesson, and then it's 1 hour for the private lesson. Only 9 p.m. is available on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
only slot left.
Okay, there's only slot left. Now, remember, that's you give him the song, he choreographs it, you get that lesson, it's this beautiful night, then he videotapes it, so you have this great memory.
Yeah, to take home with you.
Completely tailored to you.
Show the grandkids.
Show the grandkids. Yeah, we can do this too. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm just, I've known Bobby. No, I've known Bobby now for a few years, and your energy and your ability to dance, I mean, it's
infectious.
Remarkable.
Thank you, Carl.
And I think that if you sign up for this thing, you're going to have, one, a great time,
yeah,
and you're going to learn something. And I'm trying to figure out is, it's how we can do the country swing because it's on a Thursday.
So I'll tell you what. I don't have the exact dates yet, but okay. Always leading up to rodeo,
yes.
I do a four-week series for country swing.
Yeah.
So probably around April we'll start.
Okay.
I got to look at when, because rodeo happens on the 14th, May 14th.
Yeah,
right.
But
right.
They have, there's a steak feed, and then there's a dance out there in the rodeo grounds that weekend before, and then, there's all types of stuff going on.
We'll take care of you this year. I couldn't get you last year, but we're going to get you this year.
Well, if it's on a Thursday, it becomes very difficult for us.
All right, you tell me what day, Carl. I'll make it happen.
All right, you guys.
We think you're good.
We think
you're good.
There's not enough time. I mean, you've got salsa, introduction to salsa. You have introduction to country swing.
Guys, you've got so many things
I didn't know what
here, Bobby.
Spurring Hope for Kids.
Yeah, that's in Red Bluff. That's a charity event that I'm going to be teaching line dancing and some country swing for
all right.
on February 8th. Yeah.
We'll have you back on. Okay,
sounds
definitely,
good. I
definitely.
Love it.
We'll book you again, please.
Okay.
Come on in the morning show. You're
Bobby,
great.
Hey, how do people get a hold of you, Bobby, first of all?
Yeah, so you can email me at BobbyMilhouseDance@gmail.com. And it's Milhouse with one L. Everyone likes to put two L's.
Yep.
But my Nana says no.
MILHOUSE.
All right.
That's right, yeah. Instagram and Facebook, best place to find me.
All right.
There we go. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. And there's a reason for that. Maybe they are the best in the North State, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They only watch repairmen, the only stone cutter, you can design jewelry there, they can build it so you'll have that special piece of jewelry for either you or a loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located on Market Street with our window to the world. Good morning, everybody. 7:53 in the morning here on January the 27th. Wow. Hey, okay. Where would we be without being able to talk this last segment about yesterday's games? So,
all right, let's hear
it. Family, my daughter, son-in-law, grandkids, they are the epitome of Eagle fans.
And good times and bad times. They never
miss a game, no matter if they're having a good season or not. They wear the Eagles jerseys. They don't paint their faces, I don't think. But yesterday, the Eagles against the Commanders, and the Commanders came out and scored, and I thought, well, this could be a good game. And then they started fumbling. They fumbled three times. I think every time resulted in an Eagle score. Saquon Barkley, the first play of the when the Eagles had the ball, they got it back after the Commanders scored a touchdown. They toss a pitch to Saquon Barkley, who then runs it 60 yards down the field.
What a
and
what
scores.
An animal!
And,
my God!
My gosh, this guy is
three
and scored three. Three touch. In fact, the Eagles, every one of the Eagles' touchdowns were by runs, not by passing. I mean, they passed also very effectively, but all of them. So, And that was just kind of a warm up. Anyway, the Eagles won like 55-23 or something like that. That was just a warm up for the Chiefs and Bills game. And in the game.
A warm up? Some people may find that offensive.
To me, it was just a warm up for the, Bills in the Chiefs game. The Chiefs were fighting to get back into the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. And if they can win, it'd be the first time any team's won 3 years in a row the Super Bowl. But they went up against the Bills, Josh Allen, and the Bills give them a tough time every time. Now, the biggest thing in the game, or not the biggest, but a lot of comments, was when Mahomes scored a touchdown and he tried to spike the ball. He lost control of the ball and it fluttered, you take it and you just drive it into the ground. His kind of like fluttered out of his hands and hit a ball girl or something like that. But of course, if it's the Chiefs, there's going to be controversies. Oh, did they really stop the Bills on fourth and inches? Did that guy really catch the ball down there? Oh, what about that pass interference call? I mean, it was all, that was up there. Again, so you'll be hearing about that. But anyway, and the Chiefs won, I think it was 22-18 or 21-18, something like that. The Bills had a chance, but couldn't make it. Oh, in fact, with like 30 seconds left, fourth and 10 or 12, Allen was being chased around and he threw the ball and their wide receiver, who's been catching everything everywhere, the ball hit him in the hands and he couldn't hang on to it. And that was the game right there. So
it was a hanger.
It was
a little bit of a hanger.
Exciting, yes.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. So football is over in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's
on the
just
ninth,
begun.
On the ninth is Super Bowl. So then football is finished. So you can get your spouses back. You can actually have things on Sundays, that you can accomplish. There are DVRs and, you can record all these things, that you could watch them later, which is usually what I do because we're doing other things. But Super Bowl, February 9th.
Well, but
the Super Bowl of crap feeds is this weekend.
Right. Let's go back to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
When Philadelphia, that was kind of, when you think about that final score, Washington was 23 and Philadelphia was 55.
Yeah.
That was a smear. And, of course, the quarterback was a rookie. And, to be a rookie and playing in a game that intense, and I thought that the Eagles just came on like, they're like complete gladiators. I mean, they are a rough, tough team. What do you think?
The Eagles?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're a tough team.
It's going to be a blowout at Super Bowl with the two teams that are just, they're toughies.
It's not going to be it's going to be a big fight.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah. It's not going to be, it's good.
Not a blowout
for
either.
Well,
I mean,
it could be. I mean, Mahomes and the Chiefs are pretty much the same every game. The Eagles, however, if Jalen Hurts doesn't have a good game, it could be a tough game. Their defense is really, really good. And Saquon Barkley. I mean, this guy is good for when he touches the ball, he could take it 100 yards every time. He's that good. And I'm kind of looking forward to this. A lot of people are upset because it's the Chiefs again. And the Eagles were there a few years ago. So, but when you think about it,
people got mad because Tom Brady was always
Tom
in
Brady,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they hated the Patriots. Here's what I think. If you're that good where you're a champion and you can keep repeating this, you can keep being as good as you were years on end, that tells me a lot about the ethos of the team and the coach and that quarterback. And there's certain players on the team that build this team. But in today's free agency, when, if somebody's had a good year and they get offered $5 million more than they're making in their present team and they go someplace else, it's difficult. You've got to keep rebuilding that team every year. because this is, I mean, this is the epitome of football. This is, you know, it's some, you know, when you see mistakes or you see a quarterback that you feel isn't that good, you got to remember, this guy has been playing football probably since he was 8, 9 years old. He's come up through the high school, he's come up through college, he's come up through the his professional ranks. Anyway, got to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back with Open Line Monday. Don't nobody know
my trouble, God. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The White House says it's evidence to the world that America is respected again, a reference to Colombia's agreement to take back its citizens who entered the U.S. illegally.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first. But late Sunday night, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is suggesting that Egypt and Jordan take in large numbers of Palestinian refugees from war-torn Gaza. Mr. Trump says, as of now, Gaza is no place for people to live.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished. And people are dying there, so I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing in a different location where they can maybe live in peace.
Temporary or would they?
It could be either. It could be temporarily, could be long term.
But Egypt and Jordan don't want the Palestinians. They're rejecting the president's proposal. In fact, Jordan's foreign minister says his country's opposition is firm and unwavering. The Senate expected to vote later today on Trump Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent. Israel says Hamas has told it that 8 of the 33 hostages to be released under Phase 1 of the Gaza ceasefire deal are dead. The remaining 25 said to be alive. And it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl 59. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 59 points, while the NASDAQ is off 528 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
It's the 80th anniversary of the liberation of a notorious Nazi death camp.
It's International Holocaust Remembrance Day, 80 years since the liberation of Auschwitz concentration camp. In London, 94-year-old Manfred Goldberg said he survived the Holocaust because he was seen as slave labor, but his 9-year-old brother did not and was murdered.
The mourning took place internally, but if he had refused to go to work, we would have lost our lives, because that was the purpose of keeping us alive, even if on a starvation diet.
Goldberg survived the Polish concentration camp Stutthof near Gdansk, where more than 60,000 people died from typhus, lethal injections, or the gas chambers. I'm Donna Water.
A report on last month's deadly air crash in South Korea confirms traces of bird strikes in the plane's engines. The accident killed all but two of the 181 people on board. Townhall.com. Free at last.
The Coast Guard says a freighter has been freed after being trapped in
frozen Lake Erie for several days. The Manitoulin, a 663-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board, got stuck in the ice last Wednesday after it dropped off a load of wheat in Buffalo and was heading back into Canada. The vessel was not damaged and the crew is safe. Jason Walker reporting.
As crews continue battling what's left of the Southern California wildfires, they've been getting some help from above. Rain has been falling across parts of the region, but there is a potential downside to that. Fears that heavier rain, should it come, could unleash destructive rock and mudslides. Also concern about toxic ash runoff. The National Weather Service reported rain showers over the weekend, says most of the region likely to get less than 1 inch of rain. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Linda Bond. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios at 1326 Market Street for Free Fire Radio and KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, January the 27th, 8:05 in the morning, and the news, as always, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
National Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yes.
National Bubble Wrap Day. National Vietnam Peace Day. All today.
All about peace.
All about peace. That's right. And Linda has the weather.
Well, good morning, everyone. 63 degrees will be our highs today and our overnight lows of 40. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, looks like we're in the, around the low 60s, 58 on Thursday with our overnight lows of 37 on that night. It looks like we could have Thursday night chance of showers. Friday, chance of showers once again. That's kind of a quick forecast here with the weather, which is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family, into going into three and four generations of running the business. And we love that. The fact that, we've had them on the air and they've been sought after and people have tried to buy their company. And they just really want to keep their integrity-driven mission statement. And this family-owned business. And, we all know in California, it's really hard to do small business. So we really appreciate where they come from.
Third generation working at the business. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, just like you said.
Mm-hmm. They give senior veteran discounts. If you, now's the time when you think about, oh my God, propane, what's it going to cost? Do I need it? Of course, we still have winter months ahead of us. 365-3793 is the number to call out there. And they got an excellent staff.
Yep.
And everybody seems to be happy that works there. You get an energy. Christmas time when I walked in and I gave, what we did is we went to Shasta College and we got their homegrown poinsettias or their seedlings. And went around to different businesses that have been with us for a long time and found that in this particular, I said this before in the air, but maybe you haven't heard this, but I found that particular business owners wanted to sit down and just kind of
chit-chat,
have a heart-to-heart, like, how's it going, what's happening, and where they are, and it was really wonderful. So you get an energy of what happens when you walk into a place of work, especially the holidays. It's tough because everybody's scattered 5,000 ways. So it was, you could tell that people were happy to be there.
It's a good place to work, as many of our places are that advertise with us, of course. 84th annual Red Bluff Bull and Gelding Sale is over. It started in 1941.
Really?
Yeah, so it was 84th. And it's become a tradition. It's one of the largest Western affairs in the United States, that type of stock show and everything. So they have, of course, they bring in and they show horses, the geldings, and some mares. And, of course, the bulls, they had 273 bulls to sell Saturday when we were there. They have the stock dogs out there that demonstrate their abilities, and then they sell them. One, a couple years ago, people swear to me that dog brought $40,000.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw a horse sell last year, a gelding sell for $55,000 last year. There could have been more that sold for more than that, but that's the ones I saw were like 55, 30, 12, you know, up into those types of numbers. And then the bulls are going for, you know, just tremendous prices too. But it's the thing is that they also have bull riding, bronc riding, wild pony rides for the kids. And it's a it's just a good time. If you haven't gone there, we went Saturday. And I can tell you what, after beautiful weather, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We went Saturday.
Saturday. The wind was so howling. It was blowing down tents that people had set up for their wares.
Oh, yeah.
So they were having to move stuff into horse trailers and things, but it was still a good time. But the wind and the temperature wasn't bad, but the wind chill, it was it wasn't 5 degrees. It wasn't that cold. But it, you know, when you think about it, all these thousands of people that come for this thing, this bull and gelding sale, this is a big, big event. So for Red Bluff, along with the Red Bluff Rodeo, which is getting ready to come up, it's right around
April.
The corner.
My goodness. Yeah. I, you know what? This
right
is what we were talking about. You know, I don't think we have marked in our calendars yet April. We've got March, we've got May. But April, okay, now you've got the Safari Club. That we don't know the date of that yet, but that's always in April.
Yeah, it's like April 26th, something like
that. And then we have the Red Bluff Roundup.
Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah, we need to get next year, we need to get the Red Bluff gelding sale people on and talk about what kind of money.
The history.
Yeah, the history and what kind of money it generates and just some fascinating facts. I know we get Red Bluff Roundup. We get some of the cowboys and people of that's a wonderful rodeo and very well attended, and they've get, you know, great champions there as well.
Great competitors. And then from there, you know, here, then they come down to Reading, and we have many world champions competing in our rodeo. And then there's Reno Rodeo, and they've got a six pack, they call it. And Salinas and Reno and Red Bluff and Retton, and a couple others that they can compete in and get extra prize money if they compete in all six of those rodeos too. Okay. But that was quite the event. And like I said, if I was going to do it again, and I will next year, you and I will go on Friday night.
Yes.
Is when the geldings are going on, but we were at that other
event. Yeah, we wanted to go to the United Way event.
United Way event. Okay. What else is going on here? Trump has said any service member who left the military because they were discharged because they would not take the COVID shots says you are welcome to come back. And we will pay you your back pay. That's a lot of money.
It's huge.
Because some of them have been out for 4 years, 4 years. And that means they're going to give them all their back pay for 4 years if they want to come back in. They offered it one time under Biden, and I think something like out of the several thousand, 8,000 that got out, I think only like 87 came back in, but that was just, you know, coming back in. He's offering full pay, back pay.
Right.
To anybody that wants to come in. That'll be interesting. I doubt if after this length of time you're going to see thousands do that because they've all moved on.
Well, maybe
they've all moved on with their lives. Maybe though. You never
know. It's disheartening.
Tell. Yeah.
So what he's trying to—that's an encouragement to try to get
somebody.
People to. Yes,
we know somebody who
here
in town who went through a very exclusive school in the Navy and said, "I'm not going to take that shot," and they just discharged him. So he's working here in Reading. He's got a good job here in Reading, but I don't picture him going back because now he's got a fiance and all that, and this type of, I'll just say it was, working on nukes. Then he'll either go to a sub or a aircraft carrier and he'll deploy. So I don't know if he'll want to go back and do that, even though that's a pretty big chunk of money.
Well, breaking news, a 3.8 magnitude earthquake strikes off of coast in New England. That just recently happened this morning. Felt in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and an hour away in Boston. The quake was centered 10 kilometers southeast of York Harbor, Maine. Homes and businesses in Concord, Massachusetts, reporting feeling the quake, according to local police. So, do you kind of feel like, is it because that we are tuned to so many news outlets that we just see the extreme weather, the fires, the hurricanes, the chill that's happening in the South, and of course the earthquakes? And
I think, well, if it bleeds, it bleeds, it leads. So if there's something like this, you're going to see it on the news. The fact is the fires that took over the news for 2 weeks, which is probably was right to do with what was happening down in Southern California. We had a lot of extensive coverage up here in the North State when we had the fires, the car fire and the Paradise Fire and the Park Fire. You know, down there, they're talking, you know, less than 100,000 acres, I believe, being burnt down in Southern California. But it was where it burnt that caused such consternation. But we're going to have to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. He's been repairing windshields for over 30 years, and there's nothing this man doesn't know about fixing your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, and he means that too. Don't fool around with your safety or your family's safety. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windshields down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
You better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves. DJ, gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor.
Serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Ford is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for Spring Summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business, the community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Can't trust that day.
And good morning on this Monday. How are you today, the 27th of January here in beautiful Reading, in our beautiful North State? How are you? This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, always your talk radio, and listening and tuning in to KCNR1460.com as well. Today we're going to get just around 63 with our overnight beautiful skies of 40.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and their Watchman, which is Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with atrial fibrillation who needed an alternative to blood thinners. They insert it in your heart, and you can get off blood thinners. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman. And it's the only hospital here in the North State that can provide that service. Visit the website of Shasta Regional Medical Center for more details. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda. Good morning.
Good
and
morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yeah, it still is.
Anyway, I heard you guys talking about the prospect of President Trump restoring all those folks that got kicked out of the military over the failure to do the COVID thing.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I sure do hope that some of the people at the top of the short list would be those Navy SEALs I remember reading about in an op-ed from the Fort Worth Star or Telegram that got picked up by the Bee. And the scary thought is, if my math isn't too rusty, that's coming up on 3 years for those young fellows.
Yeah.
Because one of the lead plaintiffs was a young man who had a TBI on a prior mission, and for failure to take the COVID shot, they were all given dishonorable discharges, if memory serves. And then that kid with the TBI, he wouldn't be getting his medical benefits. And so I'm hoping that this can be restored or something like that.
I am not positive, Robert. I'm not sure. I don't think anybody got a dishonorable discharge for refusing to take that shot. There may have been general
I hope not.
Yeah, it could have been a general discharge, which is a step down from honorable,
yeah,
but
then
you're still,
that way you can still get your medical.
You still get all of your benefits as
okay,
a general.
Okay, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for those young fellows because my dad was a World War II veteran.
Yeah, so
veteran causes are near and dear to my heart.
Well, it should be near and dear to all of our hearts, but I don't think I'm positive none of them got a dishonorable discharge. In fact, I'll look it up. I could be wrong, but I can't imagine somebody would get a dishonorable discharge for. I mean, yes, they refused an order, But I think under the circumstances and everything that I think they were generals, and maybe most of them were honorables. I don't know. We'll check it out, though.
But your guess is as good as mine, but I figure, considering what happened to those folks in Washington State, who were mostly in the civilian world, they were, if they refused to take the COVID shot, the state legislature and that knucklehead governor of theirs, Jay Inslee, signed off on a piece of legislation. If you got fired for refusing the COVID shot, you wouldn't get your unemployment benefits.
Well, that could be.
Well, I believe this is the portion of the program where they say on Law and Order or several other cop shows, see you in court.
Okay, yep. Robert, thanks a lot.
But anyway, you guys have yourselves a good one, and keep the faith. I hope to be publishing the book by St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we'll have to have you on and talk about
Absolutely.
It when it comes out.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Hey, wait, before you go, Robert, I want you to know that remember, you walked in. Okay, here's Robert. He's just such a generous guy. Has been a loyal listener. When we were doing the Backcountry Horseman last year, Robert came in with a painting of a little it was a brown beautiful pony, and it was an art piece, beautifully framed. And he said you got it at an estate sale, and you wanted to donate it. So we took it that night. This is last year. We took it, and they put it in the auction, and I bought it. Because I had it in front of me for a while, and it just grew on me. You know, it's not something I think I would go buy, but it grew on me. So I thought you needed to know that, because that picture painting that you got at an estate sale is now hanging in our house.
Aww.
Yeah. There you go.
Insert Martha Stewart emoticon here.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
And speaking of art, when we went to the Bull and Gelding sale, they have, in an area, in one of the, I don't know, Quonset huts, whatever you want to call it there, in one of the buildings, they had artwork, beautiful, beautiful pieces. A lot of mostly Western art, and oh my God, there was a painting that I really, really wanted, and it was of Willie Nelson, and it had this guitar, huge neck coming out the top with barbed wire out of it. It was just fabulous. But they had beautiful pieces there, and so I just, great art, right, Carl?
It was. I was surprised. It was not surprised at the level of art, because there was a lot of beautiful paintings in there and all this, but this one was different, and I thought it was a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, but they had beautiful art there from people from, I think, around our communities.
To answer Robert's question, defense officials won't be allowed to give other than honorable discharges to troops who refuse the COVID-19 vaccines once the new defense authorization bill is signed. This was years ago in 2021. This is out of the Military Times. They're starting when they started discharging the Marine Corps had 103, Air Force had 27. They were all under general or honorable conditions. Yeah. It was general under honorable conditions designation. So they were assigned status as honorable or general. So, yeah, they were still able to
get their medical.
Still have all of the VA benefits. And like we said, they only had like 83 that wanted to come back 8 months afterwards. So I'm not sure how many will come back on this one? I mean, out of 8,000. But when you're going to give all of the pay, you know, their back pay, I don't know if that includes benefits or if it's just their base pay, which it probably is. That's still tens of thousands of dollars per individual. That may be enough to bring them back. But they've been out for 4 years. So everybody's kind of moved on in their lives, I would imagine. Of course, I was out, let me see, six years. And when Marine Corps asked me to come back in, and I did it, but I was under different circumstances than they were. I did it because I wanted to come back in and go back to Iraq. So, and I still question that every so often.
What?
Yeah. Ed, we're going to go to Fallujah. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Anyway, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Established in 1960 in the same spot since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop is just that, a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, but you can get great haircuts there. I haven't ever had a bad haircut there in 17 years. You can make appointments, and that's how I roll. 530-244-9478. So it works on your schedule. Come in, get your haircut, chit-chat with everybody, come in a little bit early, catch up on your car and track, and National Geographic. And when we come back, that Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, and when we come back from this break, we're going to do our Valentine's Day package song. It's a love song. All you have to do is give us a call at 530-605-4567, and you get entered into the a great giveaway for Valentine's Day for you and your
sweetie.
We'll
talk more about that at the break.
We'll
after the break.
We'll be right back. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And I want to share all my love.
This is that love song. Give us a call, 530-605-456-7665.
Hey, we want to talk about that Valentine's Day package. It's just around the corner, and we are going to select or draw one lucky winner for this KCNR contest, where this package put together by our very own Sue McClain. She did such a fabulous job. Don't you just love her? She is the voice, as Frank Rose says, she's the voice of Reading. You get a $100 gift certificate from Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, and there is a reserved table right in the front. Pat Karch will be playing piano that night, and we're going to be there for dinner. I'll probably get up and in between appetizers and entree, I'll probably sing a few songs. A dozen stunning long-stemmed red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist. Two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet, Bon Appetit, and two tickets to Chocolate After Dark, which, by the way, is sold out, so you can't even get these tickets. That will be on February 7th, starting at 6 o'clock. So that's going to be a wonderful package we're drawing on February 3rd. Can't wait. And we've really enjoyed doing this, call-in, each hour. And, anyway, so Carl, you had asked me to look up a couple things. Now, today's the first day the IRS will start accepting and processing your 2024 income tax returns. Keep in mind that April 15th is the official deadline for most Americans to file their taxes, but millions in federally declared disaster areas will receive an automatic extension until later this year. Can only imagine, you know, like, how do you even gather your records? How can you even think about things like that when you're just reeling about... I woke up this morning thinking about this. I was reading my words of inspiration, and my mind went into people who have lost everything. I mean, they didn't lose a loved one. They didn't lose themselves, but it's those, there's a comfort thing. There's like, like the smell of your favorite slippers or you're sitting in your favorite chair. I don't know, the smells and sounds and things of books, like, that you love to go to. And if you're a collector of something that you have, there's something about that that gives you a peace.
Well, even with flames still burning in parts of L.A. County, total insured losses from the wildfires this month are already estimated at more than $30 billion. The massive amount of damage dwarfs the previous record of $12 billion in insured losses caused by the Northern California Appear the Campfire in 2018. With over 15,000 structures already destroyed in the Palisades, Eaton, and spate of smaller fires, some public insurance claim adjusters are warning that it may take years for claims to be resolved, and in some instances, homeowners may not have the coverage they thought. They said that a recent study from the University of Colorado of a 2021 wildfire in the state there found that three-quarters of those who lost their homes were not fully covered for total losses. As thousands of homeowners, and I'm getting this out of an article off of MSN. Each claimant is assigned an adjuster by an insurance company. It's an adjuster's job to assess the damage, and in the case of LA wildfires, prioritize the destroyed and severely damaged homes over those with minor damage. California law requires that insurers immediately pay policy owners one-third of the estimated value of their belongings and a minimum of 4 months' rent in the event they are completely displaced. Now, some of them will pay for longer than that until they can find houses, as we know. And then Newsom issued a one-year moratorium preventing insurance companies from canceling or issuing non-renewals for homeowners in the neighborhoods or adjoining zip codes affected by the fires. Now, where it comes into is the insurance company is going to make an offer there, and you can either sign on the dotted line or you can take a look at your policy to make sure you're getting it. Our policy has not just the replacement of the house, but all everything inside the house, which is when you start adding it up, becomes much more than you think. So you've got to watch that. But then on top of that, we have a plus 25% that if it goes over because of cost, we're covered for an additional 25%. This is out of USAA.
Do you have to update, and take a video of your stuff and realize, okay, that might have been valued at this 4 years ago, but to replace that.
They tell you that you should go in and video everything in your house, so that you can talk about, can talk about replacement. But ours is an old house, but it has a lot of things in it, like woodwork and the molding and the brick, all the brickwork and on the patios, two different patios.
Hardwood floors
that, which makes it more expensive to
I don't even know if we could get those
replace.
Hardwood floors
I don't
today.
Know. I don't know.
I do know in the room that we call our tiki room that milled wood that's in there you can no longer get it. And I know that from a person who worked in the lumber business and said right away he knew what kind of wood it was. It's no longer on the planet.
Well, or however they do it. But this is, I guess what we're saying here is you might want to take a look at your insurance policy and say, with the cost of what it takes to replace everything now, do you have enough money? Does your insurance policy cover, God forbid, your house burning down? And then all your personal things in there. So they've just started down there. It's going to be a mess. Some of them had not had their insurance renewed. Did they go out and get insurance? The FAIR plan, which is, it's been inundated, overrun by so many people wanting to use it because they have no other option.
Well,
it's expensive. It only covers your structure, not anything inside.
Let's say that you got a something in the mail. Remember my brother had this happen, and there was a 1 month that there was a lapse. It was canceled. And then that affected, there was something else that happened with paying off a loan or doing some kind of loan or something, because my brother's in business as well. And it affected... It was a chain that happened from missing this 1 month of replacing the insurance.
Yeah. Well,
so imagine if you're just inundated.
If you've got a mortgage and your insurance, because you have to have insurance on the home, of course, if you've got a mortgage, if you can't get insurance, they will find an insurance company. But the cost of it, as we know, could be prohibitively high. Anyway,
world leaders are gathering today in Poland to mark 80 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Nazis murdered more than 1 million people at the camp over 5 years. It makes me hard to read it. From 40 to 45, part of the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust. The UN declared January 27th the International Holocaust Memorial Day in 2005. This year's commemoration comes as the number of survivors is rapidly dwindling, and as anti-Semitism is on the rise, especially in Australia, Europe, and in the Middle East. Britain's King Charles, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and French President Emmanuel Macron, did I say that wrong? Is it Macron? Are among those attending the event today.
Do you know who President Macron. Gustavo Petro is? We know now. He's the President of Colombia. And he told President Trump, I am not accepting people back from your country. They're out of our country, and you've got them. At that point, President Trump said, okay, we're going to slap tariffs and sanctions on you. You're just going to blow your shoes off. And President Petro quickly backtracked on his refusal to accept deportation flights. and then even offered up his own presidential plane. Oh no, fill it up with, fill them up, bring them, we'll bring them, we'll take them. Which has led to a snafu in his country. Now they've got people calling on his, calling for his, to be removed from office, for him to be impeached. I love it. So President Trump's making an impact. There's a lot of people that may not like the impact. My sister, whom I dearly love, she says, so what's it going to be like having a candidate in Greenland in the United States, with tongue in cheek? And I said, well, Canadians are really nice people. I mean, you know, they really are. I mean, you know, something happens and they go, ugh, or something like this. And they get by it. Greenland, I'm not. I think Greenland is probably has, you know, going, what's going on? Where did this already come from? And Denmark, who controls Greenland, is going, no, we're not going to sell you Greenland. And then you kind of look at, and they kind of, but they look away when they say it. So does that mean we can't buy Greenland? We can't make Greenland a territory? Why do we want Greenland? Except that it's very strategic. And it's got a lot of strategic minerals in Greenland. Do we know anybody that's been to Greenland? I think we know people that have been there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they've been there and had a good time. It was on a vacation. But we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 27th of January, 8:50 in the morning. It's about 48 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. So it's going to be a beautiful day, sunshiny. Looks like rain's coming on later in the week, but around Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So we'll see. We'll see how much rain it is and how that affects our world. It's always good to get rain. And something I saw an announcement that in Weaverville, the oldest Chinese temple in the United States is in Weaverville.
Josh House.
The Josh House, which I've never seen, but you're familiar with.
Yes,
it,
absolutely. You need to. We need to go and do a tour. Fantastic. Speaking of 2025.
I'll put that on the list of 842 things.
Our Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
As we slither into the year of the snake. You know.
Is the snake a good symbol?
Well, I'll find out more about that, but marking the first new moon of the lunar calendar, it's going to start on the 29th. A 15-day spring festival. You will see celebrations when you see a lot of red, by the way. It's incredibly complex. I know I'm born the year of the dog, but you have rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig.
Snakes are sensitive, effective, and adaptable, positive personality traits often complemented by a considerable intelligence if you're born in the year of the snake. It's the sixth animal in the 12-year cycle of the Chinese zodiac.
And do you remember what you are? Because they usually say what...
Yeah, I do, but I choose not to say it out in public.
Well, you know, I mean, everything has got... Just because it's a... What if you're a rat, or what if you're a snake? I mean, obviously, there's parts of it that are... It's supposed to be good, you know?
Cautious, introverted observer, cool and mysterious in behavior, owing to its suspicious and insecure nature, yet their armor conceals abundant sensitivity, wisdom, and passion that will surely surprise their few confidants.
All right, so we hear about Lunar New Year can actually be a lot of work. Festivities often last for 15 days, sometimes even more. It all begins about a week ahead of the New Year. Festivities, cakes, and puddings are made on the 24th day of the last lunar month, January 23rd. The word for cakes and puddings is gao in Mandarin. And this means eating these treats. Well, no, see, I lived in Hong Kong for... I lived and worked in Hong Kong. When I say I lived, I did six-month contracts, but I had a place there.
Yeah, you were there for 2 years.
2 years. And so Kung Hoi Fat Choi is Happy New Year in Mandarin. So anyway, it's a very big deal. And, of course, when you go to events, they will give you an envelope with usually a quarter in it or a dollar in a red envelope. Which is like a thank you, it's prosperous, it's many of those things.
My years says that my group are cheerful, sociable, and tenacious people who thrive as part of a group. Intuitive, versatile, and quick-witted, value security in all areas of life, which affects their choices in love and career.
Well, it says the first days of the Lunar New Year, especially the first 2 days, are often a test of one's stamina, appetite, and social skills, as many people have to travel and visit immediate family, other relatives, and friends. And this is super, super deep, steeped tradition. Bags are stocked with presents and foods to give out to other people's homes. Visitors will, in turn, be showered with gifts after exchanging conversations over Lunar New Year treats. And here we talk about the pockets with the New Year, wishing you wealth and prosperity, the red pockets. In many families, married people are expected to give out red packets filled with money to those who haven't yet tied the knot, both children and unmarried juniors. It's believed these envelopes, known as hongbao lai si, could protect children from warding off evil spirits, called sui. Other countries have their own traditions. In South Korea, for instance, the Lunar New Year Festival is called, don't ask me this one, Solal. The first 3 days are filled with tributes to ancestors, festive games, and food such as rice cakes.
What's your sign?
Dog.
Dog, okay. Now, my horoscope for this year is a year of steady growth with excellent opportunities for career advancement and financial stability. With the help of benefactors, you'll navigate challenges smoothly. However, be cautious with investments and travel plans to ensure a successful year. Oh, maybe we shouldn't take that trip. Maybe that's what it's saying.
I
will die, though, if I don't do it. I realize that. Then my life will be cut short.
Well, you don't have to go.
I don't have to go.
I can go without you.
But you're going. Okay. All right.
Just know that. 20% today's number. That's how much egg prices are estimated to increase in 2025.
This is, you know what?
Compared to about 2.2% for food prices in general, according to the Department of Agriculture.
If Trump wanted to do something immediately, he would re-jump the chicken industry. He would jumpstart the chicken industry and get those he could get those prices down 20% by the end of the year.
I mean, it's...
Well, the avian flu, that's true. So what you do is you replace those flocks. And I guess chicken farmers have insurance for things like that. But still, you've still got to grow the flocks. But I would put, you know, if eggs are that much, and that's such a precious commodity to everybody, eggs.
Because,
I mean, jump on that one, Donald. Jump on that on egg prices and gas prices, and you can drop inflation by the end of the year.
And finally, Kia America is recalling more than 80,000 vehicles due to improper wiring that can prevent airbags and seatbelts from deploying in an emergency. The recall includes 2023 to 2025 narrow EV, plug-in hybrid, and hybrid vehicles. To remedy the situation, dealers will replace and reroute the floor wiring assembly as necessary for free. Owners will be notified by letters mailed in March. The recall follows one in November when Hyundai and Kia recalled more than 200,000 electric vehicles to fix a transistor in a charging control unit that could be damaged and cause the loss of drive power.
By the way, tomorrow, Haven Humane and a couple of little surprises for tomorrow's show. But we were looking at the, you saw it online yesterday, the Jeep Hybrid. And one of the things I was surprised about was, if I read this correctly, is that the Jeep Hybrid, the electrical part, only gives you 28 miles before the engine then kicks in. Of course, you get 38
mm-hmm.
miles.
When you drive around town, that can work.
It gives you 28 miles.
Right.
And then around, if you just drive it around here, but then the hybrid engine kicks in the gas part, and your gas mileage is about the same as
right.
an internal combustion engine. I was just surprised by that.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't be more. But that's their Grand Cherokee. That's their biggest one with all the things you can get on it that you can imagine. But only 28 miles on the electric, on the batteries on it.
Yeah, but I think if you're driving around town, how many miles, if we were to drive, we're downtown, we live downtown, so back and forth to work, let's say we have to go to Hilltop, we have to go here, we have to go. I mean, I don't really do the mileage, but that's probably what we drive in a day.
You cannot make it out to the horse and back on the electric charge.
No, because it's 13 miles, isn't it?
Each, well,
Palisade
Drive
back.
Yeah, well, okay, you can barely make it in. So then you'd have to plug it in.
Now, I can on my Nissan drive from Redding to Granite Bay and Granite Bay back to Redding.
On one tank. With,
well, just by having, like, you know, 20 miles left before it gets empty.
Yeah.
But I can do it.
You can have more if you would take if you would just put it on cruise control, my love. Linda's,
it drives me crazy.
Linda's idea of cruise control is her foot.
Well, not really.
And then,
you make it sound.
And then you go. From,
I've gotten much better driving with you.
64 to 90.
No, I've never up to 90. Anyway, so I don't do 90.
There's probably a. There's a California Highway Patrolman that might want to argue that one with you.
There's sometimes I look down and go, oh my God, I'm at 80 because, you know, I'd like to stay at 75. If it's at 70, I'll go 75. What is it? Nine-year fine, 10-year mine?
According to my son-in-law, our son-in-law,
yeah.
He says, who has been in law enforcement a long time, he says, 9-year fine, 10-year mine. So, we'll see. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there. Like I said, tomorrow, Haven Humane and a few other surprises on. It's going to be a great week. We're going to have a number of different people in here coming in and speaking. So
make it a beautiful day. And remember, we're going to be about just the highs today is 63 and overnight lows of 40. It's a chilly day outside, but have a beautiful day. Stay well.
God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.